Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
I done ran into my baby.
Little Texas Blues there. Billy, Dusty, and Frank bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. David Stebbin is here. Dr. David Stebbin is the professor of history of law at Ohio State University, author of Promised Land. That's his outstanding book. And we're talking about the state of the marketplace, the workplace, the marketplace, and the government's involvement in that. In the previous segment, David, we were talking about the unemployment situation, and the two areas we discussed was the truly unemployed who want to go back to work, the second group of people who are unemployed, who we've gotten to know a lot more about in the last decade. These are people who got laid off and they've just quit looking for jobs. That's a whole level of people who don't show up in the number. When you see 6.whatever% unemployment, there are millions of those people who don't show up in that number because they've quit looking for work. They are off the radar. And then the third area, Dave, that we got to talk about are jobs that are going wanting in the middle of a workplace where we got millions of people begging for work. We got millions of business owners who are begging for qualified employees, and they can't find them. We literally have two people. It's like the French and the Italians are trying to do business together, and they can't find a common language. What do you think?
Right, and I'd like to talk just a little bit about that last category. In other words, one way the government could help is sort of focusing like a laser beam on sort of high schools, community colleges, getting more young people to look at the kinds of jobs that may not require four-year degrees, that pay very well. You know, the local Chamber of Commerce here in Columbus is always talking about this. There are lots of well-paid jobs in technical fields and so on, and they just can't find qualified workers. And so for the young who are struggling, you know, to sort of get into the labor force in this environment, the government, in theory, could provide some assistance for them to help them do the kind of training that's required to match them with jobs that are out there and that employers want to fill. And so you're right. There is no one problem in terms of unemployment and the job market. There are different problems. And what's interesting to me from a small business point of view is not every small business person is enthusiastic about Democratic presidents, but this particular new president, President Biden, is in fact the son of a small businessman.
Means nothing, David. I'm sorry, but you can't go down that road. That means nothing.
Well, no, it's been a really long time since he was in that world. Right?
Yeah, no, that's not going to get him any mileage. We worship at the throne of results.
Correct. My question is, he and his administration are inclined to try to do something to help. And the question from the small business point of view is, what would be most helpful? And again, I don't think there's one simple answer. For a lot of small business people, the thing that might help the most is some sort of economic assistance to families and so on that helps them consume. Another that I suspect matters even more to most small businesses is a very effective handling of the vaccines and it's fighting the pandemic and so people can go back to normal dealing with small businesses. In other words, going shopping or having service workers come to your house to fix things or whatever. So, and then there are special kinds of small business, in particular situations that might benefit more from their paycheck protection programs or what have you. But it's kind of an odd time for the business small business world, because even they have, you know, sort of different concerns. It's not obvious what the single best thing for the government to do if it wants to help them.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the problem, David.
Oh, go ahead.
The problem is an example. This is a perfect example of how the government doesn't need to be helping small businesses. They need to be getting out of the way of small businesses. So you're exactly right. Right now, even as we speak, the Biden administration is trying to come up with some kind of a way to throw a bunch of money at everybody. But what they did before that was to propose a higher minimum wage, a national minimum wage, which will hurt small business owners. They shut down the Keystone Pipeline, which will cause all energy prices to go up. They're going to promote the Green New Deal, and they re-signed the Paris Accords, which will cause energy prices to go up. Those are things that you don't get any points for throwing a bunch of policies at us that you claim to help us, when you've already taken away a lot of our advantages. That's the problem that the Biden administration has, is the problem with people who want to try to control you is they play chess. They play checkers. They don't play chess. They play one move at a time, not life, which is, life is a chess game. It's three or four moves at a time. What do you think?
Well, I don't disagree with what you're saying. I think from the small business perspective, the two biggest worries about the Biden administration are going to be, do my taxes go up? And a lot of small businesses are in a very marginal situation.
Yep.
And then second, do my regulations go up?
That's right.
There are obviously a cost of doing
business. And both of those, yep, we expect both of those things to happen in the next 2 years. Hold on to that thought. We're going to get have one more segment with our good friend David Stebbin. His book is called Promised Land. It's a good one. You'll like it. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.